Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just announced my book tour location and dates. And if you want to come and be a part of a tribe called Bliss Book Launch, we are headed to Los Angeles, Minneapolis, New York, Boston, and Toronto. So you can see all of the dates and locations on my website at atribecalledbliss.com. I hope that you go and grab your tickets for that. Some locations will sell out very quickly, and it's going to be the most beautiful evening of a lecture, which is just a chat with all of you about the book, really talking about the different things that we're facing as far as connecting with our tribe and just in our life, really becoming our highest potential. So that's what we will be discussing there, and we'll be connecting as a tribe. It's really going to be such a special, spectacular evening. So if you want to come, do the book signing, get a picture, come say hi. Myself and my team are going to be there, and we cannot wait to see you, and we can't wait to meet you. So make sure you go to atribecalledbliss.com, and I'm thrilled. It's like the fun part of the book is really unfolding. Not that it wasn't fun before, but this is the part where I actually get to do the thing that I have been dreaming of doing. And that is sitting with all of you guys, having a chat about what really lights us up, how we really connect, what really makes us happy, and making this just a massive, massive movement among women. And you yourself can start your own movement with the book. And you'll see exactly what I mean when you get this book in your hands. You're going to be creating your own tribes, creating your own movements, or just enjoying the book if you're not ready to do something like that. Because the book itself, just by reading it on your own, is going to create some massive shifts. So I can't wait for that. And I so appreciate your support. It means the world to me. I'm always like completely overwhelmed. I was telling a friend today, it's kind of scary. It's like having your wedding or throwing a party and you send out the invites and you're like, is anybody going to show up? Like, you have no idea because you're behind this computer screen. And I'm excited so far to see all of the turnout in some of the different areas. So make sure that you, if you want to go, that you go and reserve your tickets. And some of the tickets are not completely open yet. So just stay tuned and keep on checking the site. So on today's quickie, I want to talk to you about being a walking paradox because in our lives, as we are growing and evolving, it's very easy to wonder if you are on the right path. And wonder sometimes when people question your actions, or maybe something that worked for you one day no longer feels like it's working. Kind of like you have this jacket in your closet and it used to feel so good on you, and you put it on again and you're like, this just doesn't feel like me anymore. Or one day the jacket is you and the next day you're like, wow, what's wrong with me? I feel like I'm all over the place. This is so not me. And the thing about being a human being is that we are a walking paradox, right? What works one day will not work the next. And maybe some people in our life say to us, you've changed, or I don't really know if I like this new you. And it's kind of like, well, if you're growing and evolving, change is a part of you. Accept as human beings, we tend to resist change. And that's why this is a massive walking paradox, is if change is what actually makes us happy and change is who we are, why do we resist it? Well, resistance is normal. It's just, are you going to resist it and not take action? Or are you going to resist it and continue to lean in? And that's really where you're going to find that sweet spot. That's really where you're going to find your authentic truth coming forward in a more easy, accessible way, is when you do lean in. So I wanted to read you guys just something from my book about being a walking paradox, because what I want to be doing is just sharing more of what this message is inside of this book. So it's not just about building your tribe, but it's about building and creating you. So it says, contradict your way to clarity if it feels right. Notice I said right and not good. Even truth can have paradoxes. Something can be aligned with your truth, but not feel good to know or easy to do initially. Life can hold opposite truths at the exact same time. Don't stay trapped in something simply because it once freed you. You are ever changing. Here's some of my paradoxical truths that have personally freed me. You can be both. Keep your agreements and change your mind if you know you must. Change everything, including your hair color, and know your roots. Stand up for your beliefs and sit down and shut up. Be sexy and feminine and powerfully command respect. Be spiritual and insanely successful and financially abundant. Be humble and confident AF. Love freely and protect your heart fiercely. So I find it so amazing, because sometimes we can have these thoughts in our head that we have to be this type of person, or in order for me to be successful, I have to be serious, or in order for me to be liked by women, I have to be really modest, or in order for me to be in this relationship, I have to be a certain way. And it's absolutely not the truth. The more paradoxes we can hold in our life in a way that we feel confident in, by dancing in both areas, we really, really, really get to be the happiest version of ourselves, because we are multifaceted. And when we try to cover one up, or when we think one doesn't go with the other one, even though it's a huge part of us, or we've been suppressing a part of us, or we're denying a truth about us, you guys, that's when you just don't live in full color. And everything is tainted by that. And everything does not show up the way that you want in your life. Even if you think it is, it's not going to be in full color. So what's a paradox in your life? I just want you to think about that. What is a paradox that you hold true for yourself, or that you could step into more and really own? That yes, you are that way, but you're also this way. And that is great. And you are able to hold them both. And you confidently are absolutely loving the fact that you hold them both. So I really want to see what paradox you can celebrate. What can you bring out more? And how can you be so okay with yourself being both, where before it might have caused a bit of an internal conflict, or a slight, you know, inner fight, because I definitely had that, wondering if I could own my feminine, if I could really own my complete power, but still show up humble in the world like I wanted. And you know, the crazy thing is when I thought I was being humble, I translated humble to being quiet. And what happened is that I was neglecting the world of the gifts that I knew that I had to share. So by me being humble, it meant not really showing up in a room. It meant not really sharing my input. It meant not really confidently owning how powerful I knew I was when I got into certain situations, and I wasn't sharing my opinion, and I wasn't sharing the value that I had. So, you know, I had so many of these moments when people said, why didn't you tell me that you did this? I would have used you. Or why didn't you tell me that you knew this? Or why, how did I not know that you wanted to do this? I would have used you, or I would have asked you, or, you know, it would have been so valuable to have someone like you here. And I thought, wow, I'm not doing anyone any favors thinking that I'm being humble. I'm just being quiet and neglecting the world of a gift. So be a walking paradox. You can be insanely humble, but also remarkably powerful and confident. So you guys, you can hold two totally opposite truths. Like you can be outgoing and boisterous and so many other things while being something else, you know, while being spiritual, while being humble. And that's just one example of the many, 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 many paradoxes. That's just one. So where in your life can you celebrate both, step into both, wear both jackets at once? So you guys, thank you so much for always tuning in, always listening, always sharing your opinions and sharing just your thoughts on the podcast and different guests. And I really, really, really am so grateful. And I love you guys. So have the most beautiful day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.